Education as we know it began with a priest passing knowledge to specially chosen initiates. Then from tutors to privileged pupils. Then from teachers to large classes in the factory model. As students, we have learned by rote, by copying from written texts, by instruction from authority. This form of education hasn't accommodated individual differences amongst learners. We have processed students in batches, which has created disparity and a barrier to higher scholastic achievement. Although we are starting to see new and exciting routes to learning, we are also facing some difficult decisions regarding the three main pillars that create a strong education: the tools, the teacher, and the test. All are important, but no single one is strong enough to raise achievement alone. When it comes to learning tools, the digital age brings us many opportunities. Tablet computers allow multiple textbooks to be held in the hand and are flexible, updatable, and interactive. Course materials placed online give access to those in remote and less developed parts of the world. Social networking creates unprecedented opportunities for peer-to-peer learning. The teacher's role is changing too. In transitioning from deliverers of knowledge, they are now facilitators who help students grow their learning skills. They have traditionally stood at the front of a class delivering knowledge. Now they can be found helping students teach each other, or even teaching students on another continent. Today, one teacher can reach millions via video on the internet. In this new educational environment, we have a chance to reassess what makes great teachers and how they might reach and inspire as many students as possible. The final pillar is the test, educational assessment. What is the best way to gauge the progress of learners? Exams on the curriculum, or more general tests of learning ability? Or is there another way entirely? We are in the midst of a huge experiment, and we don't yet know what works. Are tablets that much more engaging than chalkboards? Does being alone with an internet connection create a better learning experience than struggling through alongside your peers? Are massive online courses just creating bigger batches? It is vital that we answer these questions quickly and push global achievement as high as this age of new opportunities will allow.